بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter that there are very many ways of doing good deeds and really very simple and easy ways to do them, and the reward of them is also very, very great. The hadith and the discussion, Hazrat Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam even by a piece of a khajur. So easy it is to save oneself from Jahannam by just giving sadaqah, charity, and just a piece of a khajur, not necessarily even a half, just a piece of a khajur to give somebody. So anything that we give, any charity, 1 rand, 50 cents also, whatever we give, we should try and give. And that also can be sufficient to save us from the fire of Jahannam. We can see what a beautiful religion that of deen we have got. That whatever good a person does, Allah Ta'ala will reward that person. With regard to the further explanation of this hadith, it comes in the hadith, safeguard yourself from hell fire, from the fire of Jahannam. Means that a person should engage in good deeds and acts of obedience that will protect him from the punishment of Jahannam. A person should do good deeds and save himself, as Allah says in the Quran Sharif, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. That is all those actions that will lead you to the fire of Jahannam. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Hazrat Abu Huraira that fear Allah Ta'ala, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad al-nas. Just stay away from haram things and you will be regarded by Allah Ta'ala as the person who makes the most ibadah, the most worship of Allah Ta'ala. As Richard explained this, that don't do anything and you get the biggest reward. That is, to do guna is also work. So just don't do guna. Don't do work of guna. And you'll get the biggest reward by Allah Ta'ala. So easy it is to acquire the high stages by Allah Ta'ala, that instead of getting involved in any guna, just sleep away. Engage in some simple, ordinary, permissible thing, and you will also get the high stages of Jannah. Yeah, in this hadith it is said, a person should say a good word. Refers to speech that brings joy to the heart of another person. As it comes in the hadith also, that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali had taught, that irhalu surur fi qulubil mu'min. To make a Muslim happy is also an act of great ibadah. But of course not on haram things we make them happy. That we don't smile with them when they are making guna, or we don't meet with them and socialize with them when they are making guna, but on good things. You just say a good word to make somebody happy. That is also an act of great worship by Allah Ta'ala. So all these small things, we overlook them, and they are means by which we can get high stages by Allah Ta'ala. This hadith teaches us that each person will be directly accountable to Allah for his deeds on the day of Qiyamah. As we read in this hadith, that a person will see on his right side and he will see all his good deeds. When he looks on his left side, he will see all his evil deeds. So whatever we are doing here, and we did not make tawbah of our gunas, we will see them there. And they will be in the form of vicious and very, very frightening forms of azab they will be in. And our good deeds that we did, and we did not destroy them. That is, we did a good deed, and then we didn't go and speak about it, advertise it. Or we did a good deed of charity, and then we did not cause injury to that person, to go and tell everyone, I helped out that person, I did this for him. We preserved that deed, Then it will be in the form of beautiful ni'mat on our right hand side. So each one must think that from the time I became baligh, normally we overlook that whole period. And whatever gunas we made when we were young, we don't make tawbah, we don't think of them. Now Allah gave us tawfiq, we are making namaz, and that also only Allah knows what kind namaz. Our outward postures also are not correct still. And then the inside of namaz, concentration is almost not zero but negative. How many times we are thinking of haram things also in our namaz? So we don't know whether that is going to be of any good and avail there. Or even in fact our iman we must check. If we have got yaqeen that my shop gives me my rosy, that my degrees give me my rosy, that my medicine give me my shifa, what doctors say, I must do it properly what they say, because in there is my shifa, and we haven't got that yaqeen that Allah gives shifa, then our iman is also at stake. So we must be very careful and think about all our things before hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Check yourself before you will be checked out. So all these things we must see that whatever we have done, what we are doing, it is going to be there. And not only on the day of Qiyamah, but even in this world here. Well, how we had spent our youth, our old age will come like that. And we see with some people's old age, it's very, very frightening how their health deteriorates. And it's really very frightening. And we are all going in that way. And if we don't make tawbah, and all this is not outwardly our health condition, but inwardly our spiritual condition. That comes out. And then how our mort will come. What will be our life in the qabr? These are not things to be ignored, or not things to be just swept under the carpet. These are the most important issues that we must face and address and correct it. And for every person, his own personal matter with Allah Ta'ala. We can bluff the whole world, but we can't bluff Allah Ta'ala. So let us be at least sincere to ourselves, sincere to Allah Ta'ala. Only good deeds will benefit the person at that time. We are also encouraged to give in charity according to our capacity and to deal kindly and gently with people. Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَتِي يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. To say a kind word and excuse yourself is better than giving charity and which is followed with injury. If you don't want to give somebody, you haven't got, or you just don't want to give, don't give. But don't insult the person. Excuse yourself. Don't hurt the person. And don't give. And after that you say, you beggars are always just on our backs, etc. Don't insult any person. We have got no right whatsoever. And if we give, give it with a good heart. And if we don't want to give, don't give. But don't hurt any person's feeling. That is also an act of charity. So, just to keep quiet and not to harm anybody is also charity. Ramzan is coming. If we can't do any good, sleep in the month of Ramadan during the day. But don't do bad and wrong things. May Allah let us take maximum benefit of all these great opportunities. And once our eyes close and we just made our dunya, all the dunya will be left behind. Our gunas will lead us to Jahannam. Only our good deeds will help us. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Amen. Subhanallah.